time for our weekly chat with Flo Tess. She is the first lady of the Eugene sports scene. Nobody works harder in-game. She is running around, getting shots, getting sound on her camera perch. Keep up, if you can, via Twitter. Use the handle at Kristen E. Rogers. See what she's up to for KEZI Sports Channel 709 on your Comcast Xfinity. Kristen, how are you today?
I'm great, Steve. I'm loving this term, camera perch. I usually call it like the bird's nest or my shooting deck, although I have had, I'm not going to lie, I've had a few incidents running up there and falling on my face. Oh. So you save the camera, not yourself.
Yeah, we could replace you with some facial surgery, a camera.
Yeah.
You're talking some bucks there.
Yep.
You know, I see you running around like a nut during games. I've seen you do that at Autzen. You're up in the press box. You're down on the field. So if you had a Fitbit during which event, basketball at Matt Knight Arena or a football game at Autzen, would you accumulate more steps?
Oh, hands down, Autzen. That's purely because I follow the team. So every offensive possession, I run to go get the team coming towards me on the other sideline. And actually, you know, I don't have a Fitbit. Both my parents do, and they love it, but I haven't invested in one yet. But I did have a pedometer app on my phone that wasn't super accurate. It usually said that I was running less steps than I actually was, but I came away from a football game at Austin this past year, and it said I had done 6 miles. So I am not surprised by that.
Well, my kids got me a Fitbit for the holiday. I'm not addicted to it. I just acknowledge, and I'm thinking your parents are about my age, so maybe you're still young enough you don't need one of those just yet.
We'll see.
All right, so I see you got a sit-down, like the members of the Mafia family in New York. You got a one-on-one time with Coach Taggart. I thought the initial question, interesting, because he's been buzzing all around ever since he got hired. And so you asked him, has he had a chance to, like, do the basics, take a breath, figure out, you know, where he and his wife and family are even going to live?
Yeah. He said that he's starting to find a house. He thinks he found one. And he said, thank goodness for FaceTime, that he's able to virtually show his wife around this new house. But, yeah, I mean, it was pretty cool to sit down and talk with him in that atmosphere, because you see him in his press conferences and, you know, when we've been able to talk with him before, and he's kind of this larger-than-life presence. You know, he's very energetic. He's full of juice, as he says. But really, you know, he's a little bit more demure, you know, a little bit more quiet and thoughtful when he speaks. And I asked him, besides trying to find a house and taking a breath, what else was on his to-do list? And, you know, he mentioned that he really just wants his team to come together, that he wants these guys to actually like each other. He said he was talking with a lot of the players, and they got to a point where some of them, even though they were teammates, never really saw each other, whether or not they had, you know, different, you know, class schedules and workout schedules. And so he's actually having team dinners 3 times a week for his players now to start building that chemistry up again. And it's, you know, it's something we haven't seen at Oregon before. But, you know, that's kind of his priority number one. Before they even start getting to football and teaching football, he's making sure that these guys like each other again.
We're talking with Kristen Rogers at KEZI, and you had some in-depth talk. So for anybody who wants to catch up with it, go to KEZI.com. I think it's about 15 minutes. Be worth your time.
Yeah.
So it's almost cliche. A new guy comes in, talks about holding his players, the program, to a higher standard. In this specific case, how does he define that for Duck football?
Yeah, you know, it's something that he brought up just in his introductory press conference, and I was interested as to what that higher standard was. And it's, you know, he has so many things, but it really is just kind of being the best that you can humanly be, whether it's in the classroom. You know, he described it in so many different ways besides just my one question that I asked him. But it's, you know, it's being the best in the classroom, being the best on the field, being the best person and friend and whatever you can be. And it was really interesting to, you know, because I'm going back to things, but Willie Taggart's got a lot of things, whether it's do something or have a great day if you want to. And I asked him which one was his favorite, and he said all of them are a part of who he is. And I think that kind of speaks to the attitude that he's trying to impart on his players, that, you know, there is this positive kind of really energetic vibe that he's injecting into this program. And it's something that, you know, these players seem like they're responding to right now. You know, he said the team dinners have been going really well, and these guys are starting to get back on the same page. So once it comes time for football, his number one goal is to get these guys to compete. And that was very apparent by the fact that no one has single-digit jerseys right now. He said those guys have to earn it. And if they're going to earn those single-digit jerseys, they have to be his dudes, as he said. They need to be the guys that go out there and work for it.
Let's get to last night. The Ducks thump Utah without Kyle Kuzma. More importantly, this is Oregon, and wins, losses, all that is secondary. What'd you think of the glow-in-the-dark uniforms?
Okay, well, first of all, I said that they were glow-in-the-dark uniforms, and I was quickly told by Tyson Alger, who's correct in this point, that I was reporting fake news, so I apologize for that. They're actually neon uniforms, so Tyson, you are right, I apologize. But they glow, just not in the dark, they glow under UV strobe light, so they're glowing, I guess is the way we could describe them. I thought Dana Altman's thoughts on them after the game, he just straight up said, he's like, I'm old. I remember when there was Altman away uniforms, and that's all we needed. But I did hear Dana Altman say the word selfie for the first time last night in postgame. He said that his players love the uniforms because they were taking selfies, and, you know, that's all I need to hear about that.
So he's catching up into the 21st century. Nice to hear. So the game itself, KR, they just punished them inside. They were hitting outside. And in typical coach style, after Dane Altman was like happy but not satisfied, I think the first comment on the KEZI site was he wasn't thrilled with the second chance points they allowed, but not only just for last night, because they have some good rebounding teams coming.
Yeah, you know, I think that was, Dana's allowed to be critical of this team because they're at such a high caliber right now, and because they are, hoping to make a long run in March and into April. So the fact that right now it's giving up those seconds, because they gave up 19 second chance points yesterday to Utah. That's not very good.
Nope.
And Dana said that he told his players, because they have, you know, Cal coming up in Colorado, and they're really good at grabbing offensive boards. And, you know, so Dana said he told his players that, and he joked that they didn't quite respond the way that he hoped that they did. They hoped that he would have. But, I think Oregon's defense has been so great since coming back from that LA trip, which I get is, you know, one game. But, their defensive numbers all season have really proven well, and they are a good defense. They are a good defense efficient. I can't talk right now. They're great defensively, is what I will say. But, Dana's kind of picking a bone that their, you know, rebounding needs to be a little bit better. And, you know, that's kind of something he's always preached, but it's true. And that will definitely help them later in March and into April if they can get that working.
Let's finish with softball. We had Mike White on this week. They've won the conference four times in a row. While they did lose some talent, they're recruiting out of their minds right now. So I guess a basic point of view heading in with those who are returning and some great newbies, Maggie Ballin or Mia Camuso. Is there any reason to think that they're just not right back in the mix for the Pac-12 and more?
No, I mean, I think what's interesting is what Oregon softball was picked to finish third in the Pac-12 this year. I mean, like, there's going to be some great Pac-12 teams. Like, Pac-12 is going to be great this season for softball. But, I mean, they got young talent coming in. And I feel like we say that about women's basketball and so many other programs. But, you know, you see, they have the three M's for their pitchers, Maggie, Megan and Miranda, and Miranda Ellis is starting right now, and I just made their game today, but she's been doing great, and she was the number one overall recruit, and Oregon picked her up, and I mean, you know, they did a Mike White, just as you said correctly, he recruited out of his mind this past year, and even though they did lose an ace like a Sheridan Hawkins, you know, they definitely have enough in the bullpen. It's just a lot of different moving parts right now, and trying to figure out where they all fit in, I think, is what he's trying to figure out. But, I mean, they got they're a young team, but they got a lot of talent.
Yeah, like Coach said, we could give them a moniker. They're the three M's. But
yeah.
As always, I like to wrap with KZI and you and your crew and where you're going to be out and about, what we could expect to see from you on Channel 709 in high def this weekend.
Yeah, running around at high school games tonight. I still cannot believe that we are so close to having this high school regular season over with. It's just crazy to me. But we've got a phenomenal game of the night. Churchill at Springfield, really going to be a great game. We're going to have that call later tonight on MeTV as well. And then highlights tonight on Round Ball Wrap. It's going to be a great show. And then I will be running around tomorrow at that Oregon-Colorado game. And Oregon kind of mentioned they want a little bit of revenge on their minds, but I think it's more ending, you know, senior weekend and their last home game of the season on a high note. So I think that's more in front of their minds than any revenge that they would want to get against Colorado.
She's with KEZI Sports. She's kind enough to join us every Friday. You can catch up with her on Twitter at Kristen E. Rogers. Always my pleasure, KR. Look forward to saying hello tomorrow.
Sounds great. See you then.
All right, take it easy.